at the heading of the readings today in Mass. It's like a little introduction, kind of giving explanation of things, and it says this. Jesus gives us the priorities of the Good Shepherd. Those priorities are to serve the people, to care for the people, to build up the people. These must be the priorities also of those called to shepherd people today. All of us stumble, but true shepherds do not repeatedly put the sheep, especially the little ones or the weaker ones, in harm's way, and then claim to be doing the work of the Lord. The Good Shepherd gave himself up for the sheep, and woe to those shepherds who give up the sheep to protect themselves. That's exactly what we heard from the prophet Jeremiah about the false shepherds of his own day. Jeremiah says, "Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away." Jeremiah was speaking, of course, of the religious leaders of his own day, the priests of the temple, the rabbis, the scholars, all the teachers of the law. He was castigating them for using religion as a means of power, wealth, control, and prestige. They thought themselves to be above the law, not just Roman law or the laws of the state, but of God's own law itself. And because of that, they caused scandal and discredited the faith by their attitudes and by their actions. And sadly, we hear many reports today of things happening in the church where you have shepherds who abuse their power in various ways, sometimes very sinister ways. In the church today, we have roles of leadership that are proper to certain vocations to which a man is called, to shepherd. You have the roles of bishop and priest. You have the role of the father of a family, for example. These are vocations. These are callings. And among the laity, there is a calling to serve as shepherds in the outside world, people who serve as teachers, professors, those serving in government, and so on. Anyone who is given the task of leading and forming groups as their head and guiding those groups as well as individuals toward their greatest potential. One who leads and guides in any way, shape, or form is a shepherd. And as a shepherd has the duty of taking the sheep to green pastures and still waters where those sheep may thrive, flourish, and increase. And of course, the shepherd has the duty to protect the sheep at all costs from every danger that threatens them. A shepherd must always be vigilant, courageous, and responsible. I believe that our societies, our families, our communities, our states and our nations, all of them, and even the church herself, suffer a great deal from a crisis of leadership. And that crisis comes, quite honestly, from fear. Bishops who are fearful, priests who are fearful, fathers of families who are fearful, anybody who's got the task of leadership, just being too afraid. There's a fear of making waves and rocking the boat. There's a fear of losing friends and support, a fear of losing popularity, or sadly, even losing money. There's even a fear of hard work and a fear of responsibility. Too many of our so-called leaders are far too concerned about what's in it for them and what the world thinks about them, and just worried about themselves rather than committing themselves to truth and to honor, integrity, and sacrifice. They serve themselves instead of the sheep. They feed themselves and starve the sheep. They poison the pastures with misleading words, with misunderstanding, with a distortion of truth, or even with outright lies. With that, they sour the springs and they let in the wolves. Sheep scatter, sheep will get sick, and many sheep will die, sometimes because of the neglect of the shepherds, and sometimes it's done by the shepherds on purpose. But a good leader, a good shepherd, must be modeled in Christ. Christ, who knows his sheep, and whose sheep know him. And because they know him, they recognize the sound of his voice. A shepherd who doesn't run, and a shepherd who would willingly give up his life for the sake of his sheep. Such a leader will think logically, think clearly, and linearly. He thinks with vision and planning and determination to get his sheep from point A to point B. The shepherds of the church, for example, ought to have the ultimate goal of seeing the sheep get to heaven, That's my goal. That should be the goal of every priest and every bishop, that those under his care will do everything possible to get to heaven. I can't do it for you, but I can help you to get there the best way that I can. And the immediate goal is to have them become holy. It's to sanctify the people. And how do we do that? We do this by means of encouraging faith, giving you hope, and teaching you to be charitable. It's through the authentic preaching and teaching the fullness of the Catholic faith, by offering and celebrating the sacraments, and through our own personal prayer and leading our people in prayer, leading them in dignified worship, and participating in good works done with prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. Good shepherds in the church will always teach by word and by their example. They're always there teaching their people to turn from evil and to turn to what is good, all this by God's grace and by God's favor. The shepherds of the home, fathers of families, have a similar duty to those of the church, as they too have the ultimate goal of getting their wives and their children to heaven, and they have the immediate goal of sanctifying their families by their prayer with them. A man does this by his pure, chaste, loving, and faithful devotion to his wife, taking care of her physical, spiritual, and emotional needs, giving her protection and support. He does the same with his children, teaching them honor and integrity and a sense of responsibility. He teaches his children right from wrong, disciplines them when necessary, and teaches his family to think clearly and rationally in order to make good decisions. A good father who's a shepherd helps his family to build character and confidence. He leads his family in prayer at home. He brings them to Mass. He ensures a proper education in things of the world, that is, the things of the mind and of the soul. He sees that his children receive their sacraments, and he himself lives as an example for his family. Those who have leadership roles in the outside world, government and so on, all of them have the ultimate goal of its local, state, and national prosperity, and helping other communities, other states, other nations to prosper as well. Their immediate goal is the education and training of its people, their people, to be loyal and protective and productive citizens, and to grant those freedoms that are necessary for prosperity, those freedoms being freedom of conscience, that is including religion, freedom of self-determination, and freedom of private property. Government leaders are to work to provide for a stable economy and currency. They are to have efficient public services like highways, waterways, education, parks, recreation, and so on, and to protect their population through police, firemen, and military, so that the population might feel encouraged to work efficiently and honestly. Government leadership ensures that professions and employment are open to all, that just wages are established, and that individual entrepreneurship is allowed to flourish, that can provide goods and services. Such leaders must prove true to their word, be men and women of honesty and integrity, and they must work for all, not just for personal or special interests, and in everything to abide by God's moral and natural law. I didn't make this up, by the way. This is coming directly from the Catechism of the Church. We all know that when shepherds fail, the result is disastrous not only for the sheep, but for the shepherds themselves. Christ gives all shepherds a share in his authority in varying degrees for varying purposes, but in the end, it's for what St. Paul talked about. It's for peace, unity, freedom, and stability. It's for our own good, and ultimately for our own salvation. We all know that raised up to God the Father's right hand, Jesus has not forgotten his flock, but instead he keeps it under his constant protection through his apostles to hand on the gifts of the Spirit that he gave them, and from his apostles it goes down to the bishops and the priests who succeed them. He guides by the Holy Spirit those men and women who are called to leadership in other ways, who desire what is true and just, those who are honest and trustworthy and focused, who want to govern as Christ governs and seek his will in all things. It should be our prayer, as the people of God, as the Church, that the Lord will indeed grant us truly good shepherds in all aspects of life, so that, as Psalm 23 says, goodness and kindness may follow us and be ours today, and that we may dwell in the house of the Lord forever.